You're listening to The Ununited State of the World with Francis, Jay, and Monique, only on LA Talk Radio.
And poor P. Diddy.
Hi, guys. It's The Ununited State of the World. I'm Monique LeRae. Look who I have next to me. Jay's in the house.
What?
And we've got Francis. Francis, how's it going? Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. All good here. Thank you. Yeah, holding the British end up. Yeah.
Yes, you're we see you're in the kitchen. You're not traveling today. So thank you for being with us. And I know it's late there. Welcome back. This is episode 8, gentlemen. Can you believe that we've done this for 2 whole months and they haven't kicked us off the air yet?
Let's try.
Yeah.
How this can this episode we may get kicked off the air?
It's true.
I mean, I'm just saying.
This will definitely be a fun one for everybody, I think. Well, an interesting one. Guys, Jay's in town in SoCal. Jay, how was your reunion? You had a reunion last night.
I think I did. I can't remember much of it. It was so fun. But no, 35th high school reunion. But to be clear, we celebrate every 6 months.
Oh, they're a tight-knit group. And, you know, I got to be a fly on the wall. I had a photographer there for Jay and kind of observe. And I'm kind of nervous about mine next year now because you guys do this often. I mean, how
come? I'm joking. We do it once a year.
Oh, okay.
We are actually a fun group.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, congratulations. It was cool. Thank you for including me. And, you know, I'm hosting Jay here. I want him to feel comfortable while he's out. The sun is not shining. So it's a Florida, California.
It has never shined. By the way, screw everything that everybody thinks about Laguna Beach.
No.
Okay. First off, I go to my ranch here. It's 107 degrees. It was so hot. I couldn't even get on my tractors.
Oh, poor you.
Then I'm in Laguna. Ooh, Laguna. It's been cloudy every damn day.
Yeah.
I'm seriously wearing a sweater. And they talk about Florida? Wait, then I had somebody say, a classmate from 35 years ago. She goes, oh, Jay, are you Latin? And I'm like, no, I'm just from Florida. I'm still German, but I'm just from Florida.
All right. Well, we'll take it on the chin. Laguna is still a magical place. Yes, we're having a couple of coastal eddies and some fog and whatever, but that's just the change of the seasons here. But you have a right to like Florida, or, you know, you're global. You don't have to like one place.
No, I like Francis's place.
Oh, yeah. We love a Brit. A Brit always cleans the palate. All right. Guys, let's jump into it. We're going to talk about a subject that is a fiery subject. And I just want you to know, we have a production sheet here on the Ununited State of the World where we're covering all the topics that you're fighting about on Facebook, that you're getting ready to fight at Thanksgiving or your holiday seasons, whatever you celebrate. So we fight so you don't have to. So we're going to give you some pointers here, but let's
start. I thought we were lovers, not fighters.
Well, we're trying to be.
Come on, I love Francis.
You don't love me?
I love you too.
Okay. So this one, Francis, is going to be a hot topic. BLM, Black Lives Matter. So we're going to enter this conversation.
Hang on, let's compare skin.
No, and that's going to, and we're going to address that. And after, hopefully, if I do my job right, that won't ever come up again. But he can't help it because it's true. I have a spray tan on. I look completely light. But let's talk about Black Lives Matter. Francis, let's get a global perspective here. Francis, what does BLM mean to you?
Well, it was obviously George Floyd. His case was in the news, long running. A lot of people talking about possible outcome, you know, whether there'd be a successful conviction, how it was very kind of politicized at the time as well, I felt, very much so. BLM came about in 2020. We had some BLM protests over here that turned into mini riots, where they were damaging Winston Churchill's statue. Ended up having a counter protest of, if you like, white British people going and protecting the statue after it was damaged. Tit for tat, if you like. I don't know. Woman was knocked off her police horse, bicycles thrown at the horses, fireworks thrown at the horses, bottles, all that sort of stuff. But, you know, everything that went on then was not nearly as bad as the rioting that we had across London in 2011 when there was a guy who was a suspected drug dealer, Mark Duggan, was shot dead by the police on bad intel that he had a gun. He was shot dead. And as a result of that, we had rioting for days across London. Buildings were burned out, shops were looted. It was far, 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 far worse than we saw in 2020.
But wait, so Francis, explain that one. So I get the BLM conflicts because we experience that in the United States and across the entire United States.
Yeah, I saw that.
The name of a protest, of a peaceful protest, but turn into riot. But explain the drug dealer. Why did the public stick up for, like, what irritated the public in defense of a drug dealer that got shot by police?
Well, I wouldn't say it was the public. It was a section of the public that did it. I don't know. I mean, you know, there was a huge furniture shop across about four floors that was burned to the ground in South London. Multiple buildings burned to the ground in Tottenham. Tottenham, North London was his area, and that the rioting kicked off there with mass looting. I was in South France at the time and watching the news, and I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I'd never seen anything like it in London. We've had rioting over the years. Toxteth, where a police officer was decapitated with a machete. So, you know, we've had it bad, you know. I mean, and again, these are predominantly black areas, you know, where it happened. I don't know why they did it. Don't know.
Well, no, and thank you for sharing. Maybe we'll do some research and, you know, circle back to get more facts about this. I think that is completely horrible. I want to start this off.
It goes on here as well. You know, it's not just unique to the United States.
Of course not. No, of course.
It's global. And I know in France, around Paris, they've got huge social developments of social buildings and inhabited primarily by immigrants. And every now and again, they kick off as well. They have riots there as well. Why are they doing it? Well, you know, they've got their reasons, I guess, individually. But it's kind of, there'd be a few individuals that start it off, and the crowd are such that there's always a lot of people hanging around, and they're a lot of them are up to no good. So they just
they kind of incite each other. They incite each other, right? Like you start off, you know, with a little.
A shout or something, and then somebody throws something. I think it's kind of like, you know, tribal psychology where, you know, you're winding each other up until there's a mass attack. Yeah, and then, you know, there was a guy interviewed who threw three bottles in one of the riots, and he got 3 years in prison for that. And he was only a teenager just out of school. And he said he didn't really know why he did it. And he said, I got put in prison with hardened criminals. And he was actually an immigrant himself, and he's been threatened with deportation. He can't get a decent job now because he's got a criminal record. He's actually doing charitable work, but he realises now he's had that time to contemplate what he did on the night. And he realizes.
Well, I think sometimes people get caught up. Caught up in the emotions, right? And maybe their family life isn't so good, so they want to be accepted by something.
Oh, there's loads of stuff. Yeah, they're frustrated and they're angry, right, within themselves.
But they don't even always understand why they're angry.
That's right. And they're young and impressionable. So, gentlemen, Francis, sorry to cut you off there. Thank you for sharing that. Again, I really do want to revisit that. But let me just kick this off by saying, for myself, I am a Black woman under this wig. It's curly. And I know I've said that before.
She's not really Black.
So let's address that, right? Because I hear that every day of my life. I've heard that for 46 years, right?
She's only 23.
Thank you.
She just failed math.
Thank you. In that regard, I will fail math. He's right. But let me share this. there's a misconception about what Black people should look like. And so let me just help you guys understand the audience and anybody that cares to listen.
Wait, hang on.
Black history, bright future.
Oh, yeah.
You're drinking out the right mug. I'm rubbing off on you, Jay Bird. All right. And this is a good conversation piece because let me just do this. Give me a couple minutes to explain. So if you look at my grandparents, my grandfather is Jay's color.
No, he's not. He's actually white. Actually, I'm tan. I'm from Florida.
So I'm going to speak about my family and your guys. So that's my grandfather, Alan, God rest him. And so his family member is half half white. So on my father, and, you know, we're going to meet with my father later. He is of a little darker color. He's my grandmother's color. Beautiful, beautiful brown, cinnamon brown. And I have two brothers, younger brothers. And my youngest brother, Brian, got that beautiful cinnamon brown. And my middle brother, Alan, he got my color, or he's a little bit more tan. But I'm the lightest. OK, I do not go in the sun a lot. I'm indoors working. And so if you don't keep that up, yes, we have melanin. Most of us, but the further you are separated from the ancestors, you get lighter. So I'm Creole, Black and French, Cajun. And so the bottom line is this.
She's spicy.
I'm spicy.
That's the bottom line.
That's true. I am spicy when needed. Just as much. But I'll just wrap it up by saying that, you know, Ellis Island was a choice for a lot of people that came here. And I love that they had that. But the reason why the family members in my family look light is because of a very hard subject to say, but I'll just say it. It's because of slavery. They didn't have Bumble where you could go and be biracially mixed and dating by choice. There were people in my family that picked cotton and they were held against their will to help create a income stream for America. And so—
So it's appropriate to have ranch hands, to expand the ranch
hands, right.
Manufacturing and things like that.
That's right. That's what happened. And so that's why I'm very fair skinned. But if you look at my nose, if you look at the classic Black features, if you look at the curls, the coils in my natural hair, I'm a Black woman. And if you look at my parents, I'm a Black woman, and I'm happy and I love myself. So there, we're going to put that to rest. We come in all colors. If you go to Spain, you see Spaniards with light eyes and red hair. If they're more northern, they're going to be lighter, fairer skin. If they're closer to Capri or more southern, you're going to see them be more tan. So in every country, and you guys are all well-traveled, you know this to be true. Even Latin and Mexicans, you know, we have Argentinians. So, you know, even Italians, northern Italians have light eyes and lighter skin and blonde hair. So the same with us. So I am Black. And I'm proud of that. And let's put that to rest. But Black Lives Matter, I'll let Jay speak. Black Lives Matter to me, the reason why we needed the movement was a series of decades of injustice here in America. My people, I can't speak for all of us, but the ones that I surround myself with, we're not victims. We do not sit here and expect a handout. But what we do expect is for America to operate in the way that it advertises for all. So the Native Americans have a pittance that comes at age 18, and America recognizes the injustices towards the Native nation. And so they are taken care of. Black folks want the same thing. And honestly, if you're done wrong in America, you go to court. If hold on, let me just finish this point. When you're done wrong in America and something has happened, you file a claim and you get your due. And so with us, I wonder why the conversation isn't like, yeah, let's get them what they deserve and let's move on. Because guess what? We want to move on from it.
Okay, so, man, you just hit a hot point. I'm going to nail this down in a few seconds. Hear this good. And then, Francis, you're always the buffer. But I'm going to squelch some shit right away. So here's how this goes. The Native Americans, they actually developed, they hunted, they knew the seasons, they knew the terrain, they were self-sufficient. Okay, and then, you know, we had the migration from Europe into the United States, okay? And we obviously, you got to occupy the land. Now, I don't remember anybody getting a deed from God, but, you know, damn it, the Native Americans, they lived here first. And what was the point of Thanksgiving? Because, yeah, there was some war at first. There always is war when you take over territory. However, they made amends, and that was the point of Thanksgiving. Now, yes, slavery, terrible, happened 100 years ago. Now, there was still discrimination that transpired. That doesn't stop anybody today, okay? My grandparents, hey, they were German and Swiss. I've got friends from Italy. I have friends from all over Europe where their parents immigrated in. Why? Because it was a land of opportunity. Well, guess what?
What?
Since the 1950s, there's been the land of opportunity for everybody. Okay, you got to get out there and work. Or you go back. It's no big deal. Nobody here, they didn't own the land, okay? And so, no, you're not entitled to that. No Italian, no German, no Irish, nobody is getting reparations because of what, and you want to talk Italian mafia, right? Let's talk about mafias. We got South American mafias. We have Italian mafias. We have Irish mafias. There was some bloodshed on all sides. So this is bullshit to say, oh, it's limited to this group and fuck you, U.S. reparations. And now if you go for government contracts today, guess what is not on the list? German, Irish, UK, Italians, French, nothing. No, we don't get shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for saying that. Francis, I'm going to let you chime in, but let me just give a little bit of...
I may get kicked out tonight, Francis. I may catch a flight and see you in the UK tomorrow.
I'm not going to kick you out.
Just grovel afterwards. Get on your hands and knees and grovel afterwards. You'll be okay.
Yeah, you're my friend. You're not going anywhere. We can be different. But let me just give you some a little bit more so that maybe this will help you understand what happened. Yes, your points are correct. And I'm going to let Francis chime in. But some points are not, and it's not your fault. It's there's some things that you don't know, and we started a documentary, and I want us to finish it, and I'll help fill in the blanks for you. But here's the part that you don't know, or maybe you do. But the thing is, when you steal people, and you help, and they help you build your economy, and they help it stay together. So we had Asians working on the railroad, we had Native Americans and Irish, and we had Black folks, and it was our first freed after we were emancipated. It was our first free job where we were getting paid. We were getting paid a lot less. We were stronger and we were building the railroad. After the Civil War, we kept the commerce going from east and west. So the railroad was the main vein of commerce for America.
Those were mostly prisoners.
No. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, that was called the chain gang. What the fuck are you talking about?
So that's criminalization of Black bodies. And this is why I want to explain this to you, because it's easy to not understand. We were free people. Okay, but they criminalized us because there has to be a control. And so when you bring people over, you have to control them, right? You got to keep that labor going. And so this was our first time being freed and being able to work and make money.
So once you're free, then what happened?
So after that, we started working the railroad, like I was saying, and we helped to produce some of the main commerce that kept us going, which was I didn't interrupt you, which was cotton, which was rice. Which was
What about the industrial age where we developed the railroad and infrastructure?
Hold on a minute. Let me finish my point.
And who gave all those jobs?
So I want to speak about this because this is important and this is the piece. So after we helped do that, we did not get the fair portion of our work. And we were very important and intricate to keeping this country together.
Whenever you're
stolen or with natives, we came over and God granted them the deed to answer your question because they were here first. And so were the Spaniards, used to be Mexico. So we have to look at this. So that was taken care of. Okay. So when you do somebody wrong, you do your claim and
it was their land.
Hold on. When you figure it out. So the reason why Black lives need to matter and the reason why we've been asking for people to just see our contribution to the country, even though we turn a negative into a positive, we don't all complain, we do go to work. But a lot of us feel like we still need what's due. So
what's
Francis,
due? How do you measure that?
We will get to that. But my point is, we just have to all be on the same page and say, you know what? We did steal these people. They did come over. They did help.
They did all fine. I'll buy plane tickets, first class, right back to Africa.
That is racist as fuck.
No, it's not. I'm saying, hey, you don't like it? If you didn't have
got
a
it.
Better
okay, opportunity. Okay, got it. So, Jay, if I take you, I take you out of your homeland.
And then you give me my freedom and you buy me a first class ticket to go back to Germany.
If I take you out of your country and you help, and you, after you've helped me build something and I've raped and pillaged your people, and then you say, you know what, thanks, goodbye. If you don't like it, goodbye. And I'm born here. If you're born here,
but how does that... But you just said they're making more money. They're happier. They have more... They actually have more rights than we do. But, I mean, come on. If you're not happy, move. Okay. It's like a bad relationship. Move on. It's clutch. Go. Hey, Francis, your turn.
So, before Francis chimes in... Go ahead, Chef Francis.
What I'm going to say is that, when the black people were enslaved and then set free... they kicked off, and many of them stayed on the plantations where they, some of them had been born, where they had family, they had connections, and they started getting paid wages at that point. The wages were very low. Obviously, they now had their freedom, but they were still at the very bottom of working society, if you like. They were the cheapest form of labour that you could find. And in terms of building the railroad, I was under the impression that there were huge amounts of Chinese that came over from China.
Indian, Native Americans, and Irish, and Black.
Chinese, if you watch some of the Westerns, they're always the Chinese working on the railroads, and they're always treated really, really badly, as if they're just worthless, hardly paid anything, because China was an extremely poor country, so... to come to the US was probably a step up for them. That's why they would have come.
Well, in both ways.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, people left Europe.
Not the same way, but they're both an improvement.
Well, yeah, they left Europe when they were either persecuted or they just had nothing. And they saw that America at the time was a land of opportunity, but it was only the land of opportunity because the Native Americans had been displaced and all of this land was now up for grabs. So it's kind of like, you know, how far do you want to go back? You know, it's
well, you know,
kind of like, you know, there's always somebody that was treated poorly before you were treated poorly. You know, this is how history
well,
works.
But injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. So here's my point. I think it's important for us to all agree that these things happened. Black folks want to move on. Thank God for tech. Thank God for opportunities. We're not a people. We came over here with the least and we're doing the most with what we have, right? We dominate in sports. We dominate in entertainment.
Oh, millions of dollars a year.
Hold on a minute. but the thing is, too, guys, we want to understand this. We want to turn the page from, I can't speak for the whole community of us, but we want to move on and we want to turn the page. So here's how we can do it, right? If we can all agree that when you fucking steal people and you ask them to hold your economy and then you keep them down and you label them criminal off the pettiest of crimes, or if they didn't commit a crime and you label them criminal, that leaves a legacy of keeping them down. Now, we're ready to work, but you got to work with us. So all we're asking, most of us, is saying, let's look at this, and technology can help us. AI can help us. I can get down to the percentage of who came over on which ship and what part of my lineage. I do not want to hand out, but I want what's due for the raping and pillaging. And do you know how... No, let me land it. It's not that. When you steal people and you steal their labor and then you label them criminal and you keep them down at a subpar class, you have to make that right.
Then why don't you tell that to Hezbollah?
I'm talking about America today.
Oh, it's the same damn thing.
No, it's not.
Knock it off.
No, it's not.
Hostage.
No. Did they bring slave ships over here to help build their country?
No, they did not. They actually took over the land, took them hostage.
I don't know about them. I'm going to speak on what I know. So if you look at a cotton ball, it's very light. Do you know how many tons of cotton it would take to build? We have helped build all those plantation homes, all that stuff.
Well, so I think it my takes 100 cotton balls to make a pair of Levi's, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, Lord.
Or a t-shirt.
Let's pause here, take a breath. Jay, why don't we go ahead and plug your businesses. Shout out to everybody who's listening and watching. Please follow us on Instagram at the Ununited State of the World. And we're going to get those likes and follows up and we're going to give you more salacious content. Don't worry, we're building up to the election and the candidates. We're just hitting all these hot topics. So, Jay.
All right. First, I just want to say, despite our sometimes disagreements. Sometimes she's sometimes I'm right, and other times she's wrong, and that's just kind of how it goes. And but if you're ever in the need, my companies are real estate mortgage across the nation, and they're very big companies. But it's speaking of BLM, mm-hmm. it is all for the underdog. So if you've got challenged credit, if you're short on cash for closing, we cover the closing costs. We can repair your credit. If it's a matter of your first investment, you're scared about that. Mm-hmm. We actually don't even use your income. We use the property for it. If you're a foreign investor, don't worry. We welcome from all countries, and I have plenty of foreign national. So we are not the banks. We are better.
What?
And that is the website. wearenotthebanks.com. My name is Jay Heckendorn, and my number, my direct number, is 214-244-7857. We are not the banks. We are better.
Nice. And you're giving out your number on live air? Wow.
I don't care.
He's a busy guy. So let's just jump into this.
I have a lot of security from the BLM. They support me now.
All right. So let's get into why.
I've got a question for you. And that's if somebody feels that they've invested in America and that they've been abused along the way and that they are due some reparation money for it, where does the money come from?
Great question. So who would be doing this, right? Like, is it just somebody they feel abused? Because the bottom line in our system here is if something has happened, you can file a complaint and you will go through this system and have a swift and a due process. Okay. So I would encourage that person to do their research, file their claim, and go through the process. With the court system.
And what's the claim? Like, is there generational, like it goes two generations?
Everybody's different. You know what's funny? Push back on us so much, but they don't with the Native Americans. Okay. I'm just curious.
Oh, because the Native Americans already own the land, and we actually settled that deal a long time ago.
Yes, we did.
And guess what we didn't do? We didn't hand the cash. What we did is gave back part of the land and gave them tax exemptions.
That's right. Great.
Okay.
They worked a deal.
And you know what they did? They use those tax exemptions, created some casinos and other preserves,
yep.
and then they support their own tribe.
Yep.
They don't keep coming after the taxpayers for more and more and more.
Yeah.
No, they cover their own
tribe. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
You're right. So we agree.
Okay.
So
we got all kinds of drug dealers, though. They're not, man, I go into South Central, they're driving Cadillacs with $5,000 rims.
The Native Americans
We're talking about
the Native Americans.
We're
right?
talking BLM on this.
No, and it's not.
So,
okay.
No, and even yesterday, I'm at a place. No, man.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on a minute. You're going down the rabbit hole.
No. I'm saying, look, you got to be fair on this. Okay, there's a lot of transactions that go on. Here's America. America is not the land of entitlement. America is the land of opportunity.
I understand.
Get your ass off. Study your butt off. Make a business, do something that helps instead of looking at it like, what am I owed? What am I owed?
Okay, hold on a
minute. No. You get out there and go, what do you owe?
We agree on that. Excuse me. In every class of citizens, in every group of people, we have people that do what they do that is less than what we, you know, all of us taxpaying people would like to see. So that's
what do you mean all of us taxpaying people?
Let me finish. The Native Americans they stated what was the issue. They came together. They showed unity, and they got what was due, and that's fine. And I love that.
They didn't burn down cities.
Hold on. I'm going to get there. So now with us. We want what is fair. When you steal people and you have them work, if you steal people and you have them work here and you give them criminalizations and you push them down and they still excel, you still owe what's due, period, point blank. Now, why is BLM important? Let me get 2 minutes and then I'm going to shut up and let Francis talk.
Oh, God.
The reason why we need BLM is because we constantly see people of color who are pulled over in traffic citations, and it quickly escalates. I know.
Oh, why? Because they normally have an ounce of coke in their car.
Wow. I mean, come on. Wow, really? I've never had an ounce of coke in my car. All right, so you're going to give me 2 minutes and you're going to hear. So what happens here is the criminalization of people and looking like they might be a threat is the problem. It's true. We are a racist ass fucking country. I'm sorry, everybody. We are. We are a very racist country. And it's the minute that we just admit that and we go, hold on. And we admit that to ourselves. And we go, you know what? We do read each other. We do say this and that about each other. Then we can turn the page and go, how can we be better? And how can we treat people equal? So the reason why we needed it is because, and I know that this is true, if something like this happened to you and there was a bunch of German people getting shot and they're reaching for their ID or they're just minding their business, if they're walking and jogging and they're a teenager and they're walking and jogging or they're sleeping in their house and they are a nurse, and they get shot dead, you would have a problem.
Yeah, that's a fucking one in a million.
It's bullshit, man. Look at the numbers.
That is not the truth. You want me to pull? I could pull 1,000 cases right now.
Okay, Francis, what do you think about when you look
at
it like that?
Francis is in here, but I could pull 1,000 cases that will debunk that in 2 seconds.
Why are you so quick to debunk the truth, though? These people are dead.
It's not the truth. That's why I want to bring the truth. No,
have you not
bullshit.
Seen the list of names and the photos of the people
have
that got killed?
Have you seen all
unarmed?
The black people that killed the white cops? I mean, give me a fucking break.
So is it right? Is it right for the black folks to kill cops? Is it right for them to be killed in their house? Is either of those things right?
Oh, in certain circumstances, absolutely.
Well, do black lives
matter?
Do black lives matter?
I've got a question.
Well, every life can't matter. If our life doesn't matter, why does everybody else's life matter?
I said every life. I'm excluding.
Do you not see that people are being unjust? And I know you're about justice, Jay. So hold on a minute. If you're sleeping in your bed and you're a nurse and you're unarmed and people come in your house and shoot you, is that right?
That didn't happen.
It did happen.
Oh, yeah, pull that up.
Breonna Taylor.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Let's go, Francis.
Before I've got a question for you. Have you ever had a black president in the United States?
What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Have you ever had white?
Yeah, a black president in the United States.
Yes, we have a half-black president. His mom was white from Kansas.
Obama.
And his dad was black African, born
long,
white.
How long was he in power for?
Did he get reelected? 8 years.
Why didn't he sort this issue out in 8 years?
Great question. I'm glad you asked this. Thank you for asking this.
I'll give you the answer if you want. That's because
why didn't the first
let him give you the answer?
Yeah, the political establishment. Oh well, I'll get your answer. But my answer is the political establishment does not care. They don't care.
That's correct.
They couldn't give a monkey's right. They couldn't.
I love that you asked this and you answered it. And from my point of view, you're right. 8 years should have been enough to handle 100.
Well, plus 4 years at Kamala.
Hold on, Kamala. And she was a vice president. So, yes, you're right. 8 years of Obama being the first half-black president in our country. You're right. He should have been able to handle years and years and years of supremacy. He should have answered all the systemic issues. He should have been able to dismantle the prison industrial complex in 8 years. He should have been able to fix all the supremacy that we deal with. And he should be able to regulate all the police systems. And he doesn't have other people and other systems of government pushing against him. So you're right. It's our fault that we didn't fix that in 8 years that happened over decades and decades of a system.
Funded lots of foreign wars.
I'm being
sarcastic.
No, it is. Look it. You have no idea. You've never done a government contract. You have no idea what it's like as a white American-born male to try to nail those contracts. You have no idea. Maybe you have an idea on the streets, but you didn't grow up in South Central. You don't know the games that go on. So I don't want to hear that bullshit.
That's fine. You don't have to want to hear it. But it's the truth. And the truth is that it's not on us to fix a system.
There's all kinds of opportunities. Get off the ass. Stop looking backwards.
I'll let you talk.
We don't live in. Here's the deal. If you're driving a car is like a life. If you drive a car and you hold your steering wheel fierce and straight, you will crash. If you drive a car and you keep looking in the rearview mirror, you will certainly crash. You know why the big windshield in the front of the car is so big?
Because you're not looking back.
You shouldn't be looking back.
We agree on that.
Look forward and stop the bullshit.
Thank you. You are having a different conversation than what I'm having, because you and I agree on looking forward. This is what I'm talking about.
Then why are we looking back at reparations? Fuck that.
Look how much it's reparations.
Reparations.
To repair
look how
the
much
damage.
Opportunity there is today.
Of course.
Get off your ass. Go
nobody's on their ass.
Let's go.
Thank you for saying that. I agree with that. No one's looking on at no one's sitting on their ass. What I'm saying to everybody is, if we don't address the damage, and the reason why I look the way I do, and the reason why Black folks have less wealth in their
oh, who fucking says that?
Who has less wealth
in their
family line? Who have worked in the South.
Oh, you're the only person that lost money this month.
I'm just saying, keep talking until he gives me a chance to speak.
The only person that lost money this month, that was P. Diddy. I'm sorry.
No, we're not going down the pity trip. So listen, there's more.
And what did he do?
There's more.
He trafficked.
There's more work to be done. There's bad apples in every class of ethnicity in the country, and not everybody is sitting on their ass. What we all want to know is, we want to turn the page, but we want people to when you address what happened, we can all fucking move on. And right now, we have to agree. If you look at all these people that are unarmed or just driving their car and they are being profiled, it's not a pity party.
I agree.
We have to just address this cancer and get it out, and we can all move on.
How about we address it from both sides?
Hold on a minute. This is about BLM. So now I appreciate everybody listening. Now, I want to say this. I do not think that all Black folks are looking for a handout. Okay.
I didn't say that.
I want you guys to know that. I want you guys to know, I've been working since I'm 14. I have never looked for a handout. I work really hard, and I will continue to do that. But what I would like to see is more wealth building in our communities. And a lot of times when things haven't been supplied that were promised, that holds people back for credit, for things that happening. There's a lot of other things
that
happening. There's a lot of bad things happening in every, there's a lot of bad things happening in each class of society and each race class of
under
society.
Under one administration.
And it doesn't matter about this. And you're right, Francis, but I have to say to you, when a system is built the way it's built and there's pushback because of the way someone looks, he cannot fix a generational systemic system in 8 years. He just can't do it. But he did do a lot of good for us. And I got to tell you, it made me feel empowered. And I got up and created other businesses, and I hired people. And it gave me joy to see that someone could be judged off the merit of their character, like MLK would say, and given a chance. So thank you, gentlemen, for listening to my portion of this. Francis, why don't you lead us out with the, and Jay's going to chime in. We just have a few more minutes here. Have you seen the storms here? How's the weather there? We've had some hurricanes. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. They ruined my cotton field. Damn it.
I watched some content of the Carolinas and the flooding there. It's devastating. I watched a guy drive around trying to find a little bit of gas. They were only selling $25 worth of gas at a time. But
I'm sorry, what?
They were selling $25 worth of gas to each customer at the petrol stations, wow, the gas stations in the area. And he was driving around trying to find some, but many of the roads were just impassable, flooded as far as the eye could see. You know, it was just wow, incredible. The devastation there is unbelievable. And listening to another guy saying that the FEMA guys you can only accept FEMA official water, so you know people were trucking in water and provisions into the area to distribute free of charge to the residents, local residents, and the FEMA agents were turning them around and sending them back, saying no, you can't do it. So the local sheriffs actually said, well, if you try and stop this, we're going to arrest you. this is a case of the local guys on the ground have got the common sense, and the guys from government that come down just haven't. They just want to mess it all up because, hey, we're important. We're running the show. You know, you guys back off. You know, this is like a sort of a movie, isn't it, where the UFO lands, yeah, and these special guys come down in suits and seal the area off and arrest everybody. And, you know,
wow.
Francis, so, you know, there's a lot of pillaging.
Right.
And in fact, Kamala is...
Kamala.
Kamala, whatever.
It's not whatever. So her name's Jay. Her name is Kamala.
Well, she pronounces it differently.
No, she doesn't. It's Kamala.
In different states.
Well, Jai.
Okay, so you can call me Yay, Hey.
Well, it's disrespectful if they're asking you to call her the name.
Okay, so Kamala.
You're a smart man. I think
Kamala.
You can handle
Kamala. Was so gracious to have the White House announce the other day that they were kind enough to allocate $100 million of FEMA money to the state of North Carolina. Oh, but that money is allocated to the infrastructure, which is critical, right? You must have the highways back up and running. And I'll tell you from personal experience, I did a development 20 years ago, and I needed an on-ramp, off-ramp, and another on-ramp, off-ramp on the other side. That was $15 million in itself just for the on- and off-ramps. Wow. And that was 20-something years ago. Yeah. $100 million to fix a freeway, that's going to go quick. And the snag is they get paid up front, and then they collect the interest. So the infrastructure people take forever because they're collecting free interest.
Why would they be motivated?
So they're not motivated. And then, but more importantly, that same day that they proudly announced this whopping $100 million, they announced $157 million that they paid the Lebanon on the same day. Yeah, it's right. Not even our freaking citizens, but Kamala said, oh, I feel bad for the citizens and of Lebanon. And my God, we got to save them. Fuck you. We've got citizens here to take care of. Oh, and by the way, there's a large Black population going through North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, and the top of Florida. Oh, so I'm sorry. It's the government. Like, good God, are you kidding? Let's not even count what we gave to Ukraine. So why don't we take and spend some money on ourselves?
On because our own
it's our
That's
fucking
good.
Tax money.
I actually agree with you on this one. Can
well,
you guys
good
believe?
God, we
well,
believe
hold on
it.
A minute. I agree with you. And you're the first person that's MAGA to actually say, and all the money we spent on Ukraine. And that's actually refreshing to me because I agree that we should help a little. We're invested in the world and we have people from around. We should help, but we have to help our people. You know what they say on the plane?
On the airplane, they say, put your mask on first
and then
help save
others.
Your kids.
So right? We actually agree there. Francis, we have 2 minutes.
It's all yours, dude.
What say you?
Sending money to Ukraine, I think they just sent them another $60 billion, didn't they? Something like that. And effectively, the war's lost. It's over. Their investment there is a bad investment, malinvestment. 30% of the land has been sold to Vanguard and BlackRock. They could be losing that investment. The US government is effectively protecting that investment with taxpayers' money. And they'll just send it and send it and send it and just stick their head in the sand and hope that it's not true, you know, the outcome of all of this. And of course, it is true. And they've wasted all of that money and it's your money and it's gone on the national debt that will never get paid off. And it's just madness.
That national debt. Yeah. Francis, we're in debt for life. You want to talk about reparation?
No,
screw
it's not
that.
The same.
Give me, wait. I'm not, wait, hold on. Let me finish out. I'm not discounting BLM. Okay. What I'm saying is we are so freaking in debt. And
oh,
we're
no,
taxed.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not taxed as bad as Francis says, but.
But he has health care.
Yeah.
At least you get something out your taxes, boo.
Yeah, what we get is just more debt, right? So, Francis, how long would it take us to pay off $35 trillion? And if you don't even need to know it, all you do is click your chat GPT, and it'll tell you exactly
never.
How long that's going to take.
Never.
AI
just
is
going
to so. Be the topic for next week. We need to talk about AI.
Yeah, wait
AI.
So, Francis, thank you for being here. Gentlemen, I just want to leave you with this since this is BLM, and I want to just appreciate you guys. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you, boys. You know, this is, guys, I told you at the top of the show, we fight so you don't have to. Hopefully we learn something from one another and we learn to listen to one another. Really, that's just the sole purpose of why we started this. is that we recognize in each other that we like each other. And, you know, we have more in common than we don't. We kind of all want the same thing. We want to be healthy. We want our family and friends to be okay. We want everything to be as fair as it can be. We all work hard. We're not jerks. We want people to feel safe. So we all have kind of the same bottom line.
We have the core values.
That's right. And we practice what we preach in that. But we some things, I think, from lack of understanding or not lack of not knowing everything, sometimes we form our opinions, and we only form our opinions with the information that we have at the time. And I make space for that. But I want to leave you gentlemen with this. In the past, when you were a slave, your name was changed every time you were sold. You were sold like a good. You were a good. And actually, people would leverage slave labor more than their homes. We were a commodity, and they insured Black bodies on the slave trade. Your name was changed, and so you really didn't have a true identity, okay? So when the question is, what is your name? And the reason why it's a hot topic for us, you might not know this, and you can share this with your name being changed unwillingly, okay? But I hope that you can hear this part. Your name is changed, and you don't have a real identity. So now you're being sold, and your last name and your culture has been gone, right? And so you're taking on the owner's name. So you're changed many times. So you're defined by how you look. They write this, have a paper, and they're in the Black Museum. It's there. So you're not really you. So when people say, oh, was he born here? Let's see it. It's disrespectful to the soul of that person. And it rings as racist.
Why?
I'm explaining why. Because in the past, our legacy has been, or our experience has been, your name is changed and you're not you. Your identity isn't your own. And you aren't really who you are. So when someone challenges your name or mispronounces it on purpose, and it's a disrespect, because in our culture we didn't really have a true identity because we were sold and changed. So I hope that that helps you understand why it can be disrespectful.
Give me 1 minute on that.
Oh, we gotta wrap. We gotta wrap.
Don't edit this, Sam. Anybody that has not seen the series Roots, that was very instrumental. I saw that, I think I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah,
and
me very too. Disturbing. Kunta Kinte,
Yeah, Kunta Kinte, right?
Yeah.
And second, I also want to point out and recognize all the children out there in all countries, but especially America, because we have a very high divorce rate, that our names get changed, our environments get changed. Every time a parent gets divorced, that child, and then they get remarried, that child gets uprooted, rerooted, and then their name is changed. There is no will. All right. Okay. No. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing that. What will you guys do together today? Well, I was going to do my other slogan. The Ununited State of America, be kind to each other, debate with respect, and we'll see you next week for another hot topic. Bye, Francis. Bye, guys. Bye, Jay.
You're listening to The Ununited State of the World with Francis, Jay, and Monique, only on LA Talk Radio.